I have a shaila. I had a shaila today. But how come it's not only a shaila on you, it's a shaila on me as well. But how come we don't feel Rosh Hashanah? How come how come we can talk about, let's say, going to bed early? And it's still too hard for the Olam to go to bed. And even if I do get up for Shachris, the first Seder is like, not Negea. Yeah, I made it to Shachris. Forget about Shachris being too long and I have to take my talis and tefillin off before Kriyas HaTorah and get into bed or just leave davening before the end of davening. 2 days before Yom HaDin. 2 days before Yom HaDin. How do we expect to walk into Yom HaDin with this kind of attitude? That kilo, like, I have a hargosha that the Ribbono Shel'olam doesn't want us, kilo, he's not giving us the hiseiros to do tshuva. He doesn't give us the hiseiros to sort of feel that we want to get closer to him. And if there is somebody that got his seder, then there's somebody else that will make a latzona achas and kill the whole thing. If there is something, some sort of his seder. And if there are guys who want to come to the first seder a day or two before Yom HaDin, they've got to sit there looking at the walls because the chavrusa couldn't make it. What's pshat? 2 days before Yom HaDin, when Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Suchim Lefonecho, I mean, let's call a spade, it's not a joke. At the end of the day, we're going to court, and everything's going to be opened up, and there's a shiloh, who's going to make it through the year, who's not going to make it through the year. Making it through the year is not only in whether you drop dead or you stay alive, making it through the year is also talking about the quality of how I'm going to live through the year. And we just walking around like kilo, it's not negeya. We'd probably be more upset if we lost the game that was so orangutan and watching. We'd probably be more upset than if we missed a shachris or if we missed an Armenia Heishmei Rabba. The last Armenia Heishmei Rabba of a davening, and we missed it. We'd probably be more upset if the Yankees or whatever, some Shvatzichal area, lost. What's pshat? What's pshat that we don't have this hargoshas? You know, I understand to have the pressure of the Amolegat Zeiten, Elul, you know, Gitzitit. The Goyen Kelm knew that the Yid in Elul behaved differently. The Goyen Kelm used to say, it's Elul, he won't fight with you. He won't handle with you about the prices, he won't get into a fight because it's Elul. The Goyim knew there was a Musa called Elul. The same as a Goy today knows on Shabbos, the Jews don't put on the lights. In Kelm, they knew there was a Musak that a prosta balabos. They knew that a Goy knew that by Elul, he'll behave differently. He'll be nicer to you. His whole hanhog will be different. It's Elul. What's pshat? We don't even have this hargosha of 2 days before Yom HaDin. That we don't have this hargosha. And it came to my mind, a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Saita. There's a famous story that Elisha was the Talmud of Eliyahu HaNavi. Talking about Elisha, the God Lador, the Navi Elakim, he had a Talmud mover called Gehazi. Now, a Talmud mover of Elisha, I presume, was a Veltz Goyin. A Vels Talmud Chochem. He was an Adam Gadol probably. But he did certain Averus. And those Averus caused him to run away from Elisha. Elisha pushed him away. Elisha cursed him. And he ran off to Syria. He ran away. What was his big avera? So the Gemara goes through three different shots in what the avera was. But the last one was, which was mashal from the Gemara, that was the biggest avera. The first two was Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. He was machshel klal Yisrael with Avodah Zarah. But the third one, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, Vais Techis, the third one was even worse. What did he used to do? So the Gemara, Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, says that Gehazi was the Talmud Muvuk of Elisha, and he used to sit outside the Beis HaMedrash, and when the Talmud used to come along and they wanted to go and hear what, you know, Elisha's Shir Klali, and they saw Gehazi sitting outside knacking papitas or smoking a cigarette, so they said, if Gehazi's not going in, so why do we have to go in? And because he caused the Talmidim to lose out in Torah, he was a choyta umachde es harabim, the halacha is, ein maspikim lo lasas tshuva. We don't give him the opportunity to do tshuva. Choyta machde es harabim. And that was his big avera, bigger than Avodah Zarah. According to some shittas, he was machshel klal Yisrael with the Avodah Zarah. The last pshat in the Gemara is that he sat outside, did nothing. He just, while Elisha was saying his shtiklach Torah, while he was teaching his Talmidim learning Torah, he sat outside and had his cigarette. He sat outside and was chilling, as they say. Chais. Actually, in those days, it wasn't a cat. It was a sheep or something else or whatever. But he was sitting around. Talmidim saw the Gresta Talmid from Elisha. Elisha the Novi, Elisha, is sitting outside and chilling away. Seder, so they didn't go in either. He brought down the chashivas of coming into the Beis HaMedrash. So Elisha pushed him away. So he ran off, and Elisha decided that, you know what? My Talmud Muvak, I'm going to go be makar of him to tshuva. So what did he do? He went to Damascus. He went to Damascus. And he came and he met Gehazi. And he told Gehazi, Chazoy boch, do tshuva. Do tshuva. The Rebbe comes, Elisha, the Groisa Elisha Anovi, Talmud from Eliyahu Anovi, who saw Eliyahu Anovi go up in the chariot of fire. And Elisha comes along, Shtol Zachvor, you got a bocha that went off, and the Rebbe, the Gadol HaDor, Rabban Leib, flies to America and came specially to America in order to tell him, do tshuva. The Bacha wouldn't get Nisera. Here comes along Elisha and turns to his biggest Talmud and says, Chazoy Bach, you can do it, they'll do tshuva. What is Gehazi answered? Omale kach mukublani mimcho. I have a Kabbalah from you. Kol shechoto umachdes harabim. Anybody who did an Avera and caused the tzibur, machtis harabim, made the rabim do an avera, ein maspikim biyodoy la'asos tshuva. We don't give him a chance to do tshuva. It doesn't say you can't do tshuva. There's tshuva for everything, even for Moisa. There's always tshuva. Ein maspikim biyodoy la'asos tshuva. We don't give him the chance to do tshuva. So Gehazi answered him, ein maspikim, you taught me this, so what do you want from me? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say anything. The Gemara doesn't say that Gehazi said, Afila Hochi. Gehazi went back, Elisha went back home. I always had this shayla. How come Elisha didn't push him weiter? Ein maspikim, we don't give him a chance. But here I'm coming along and telling you, do tshuva. Come back to the Beis HaMedrash. Come learn with me. I'll be your chavrusa. And Elisha didn't say a word. The minute the Gehazi says to him, I was makabel from you, that ein maspikim biyodei la'asos tshuva, have a good day, goodbye, Elisha went back. He came all the way to Syria, all the way to Damascus. In those days, it wasn't a two-hour drive. He came with a horse and wagon from Eretz Yisrael all the way over. What did he do? He went back home. How come the Gemara doesn't tell us that? He keep pushing him. is Pashtus, the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, he says there's 24 things, arba v'esrim dvarim ma'akvin es hatshuva. There are 24 things that are ma'akiv tshuva. I'll stop you from doing tshuva. Arba mehem avoyin gadol. Four of them is a tremendous avera. V'hoisa echad mehem. If you do one of these, ein hakadosh baruch hu maspik yodeh la'asis tshuva. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't give the siyata d'shmaya or the hechatimsa of wanting to do tshuva. You can do tshuva. But ein maspikim la'asis tshuva. The natural way of doing tshuva, it's not going to happen. You're not going to get that hisayrus. Even if you have an elisha that comes along. One of them is, ha-machtis ha-rabin. Your machtis ha-rabin. U-bechlal ovin ze, and including this avera of being machtis ha-rabin, ha-ma'akiv es ha-rabin mi-lasos mitzvah. If you're ma'akiv, you kept back a rabin from doing a mitzvah. You ma'akiv a rabin from doing a mitzvah. What is ma'akiv a rabin doing a mitzvah? Poshup shayiz. You stop the oilam. Let's say you got five bochum that don't turn up for a seder. You ma'akiv the rabin from learning Torah because you kill the ruach in the Beis HaMedrash. You got five chavrus or five bochum sitting in the Beis HaMedrash that have nothing to do. They can't learn by themselves. This is a poshut. That's ma'akiv lasas mitzvah. You're machlish the koyach of tefillah when people leave in the middle of davening. Machlish the koyach of tefillah. That's ma'akiv atzmei lasas mitzvah. Ein maspikim lasas tshuva. Lefi goydel chetoy. That's the first thing the Rambam brings down. But then there's another thing. In those 24 things, the first four are the heaviest. Then he says, ve'en chamisha dvorim. Hanoyal in darkei tshuva. That noyal is from locked. It's locked up to you, the darkei tshuva. One of them is hamavazer rabbeisav. Says Rab, what does mavazer rabbeisav mean? Shadovazer geirim ladovchoy ulatoradei kegei chazi. You hear what the Rambam says? That something whose mavazer his rebbe. It causes him to be pushed away like Gehazi. What happened to Gehazi? Gehazi was Mavaz his Rebbe. He stood outside and he didn't go into the Shir Klali. Ubizman shenitrad, because the Shas when he's pushed away, lo yimtzo melamed, he won't find a teacher umayro le derech ha-emes. He's not going to find somebody who's going to teach him the derech ha-emes. So the cash is even bigger. Here the Rambam says that what? That if you mavaza your rebbes, that causes you to be pushed away. And pshat is, since you're not in the mode, and in the mindset of listening to the rebbe, so there's nobody here that can give you musa that you're ready to take. So therefore the tshuva, you're never going to become to a matter of doing tshuva. So it says even more like Gehazi. What was Gehazi? Gehazi was a double one. Besides sitting outside, when Elisha turned up, what did he tell Elisha? What do you mean? You're telling me to do tshuva? You're the one that told me, Ema speaking with you're the last is tshuva. You're the one that taught me that somebody who's machdis harabim. Don't you? I'm turning right. So the Talmud turns around to the Rebbe and says, and makes the sonus of his musa. Here Elisha doesn't answer him. Why don't you weiter go weiter? The Teretz is poshut. The story I heard from Rabbi Deitch, just before marriage, he tells me a Meridika story. He says he had a friend who lived in this shkuna. He said he was fry, he came from a frumah mishpach, and he went off. And he went off, but besides going off, for years and years, he was a computer whiz. And he stole millions and millions of dollars. He used to break into different accounts of people, into different banks. And the whole world was looking for them, for him. And he walked out Erev Yom Kippur. And it was before Kol Nidra. And he saw everybody walking in the street. He saw everybody walking in the street with talesim, with the white tichel, kittel with the white kittel. Everybody, it was Erev Yom Kippur. And he said he didn't move him kihuzeh. It didn't even give him some sort of hero tshuva. Nothing. It didn't even touch him. And he turned around to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, if I'm holding by Kol Nidre, and I see it's a Yom Kippur, and I see the Olam walking with the seriousness of a Yom Kippur, and they're going into Kol Nidre to say Tefillah Zakah, and it doesn't even touch me, he says, I must be pretty far. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me something that will wake me up. Give me something that will wake me up. He says, the minute after Yom Kippur, he says, the FBI found him. The FBI found him. And the FBI took him into, they caught him, and they took him into Chakirot, to questioning. And he said, the questioning wasn't easy. He said, every punch, and every time they were mashpil me, they made me feel like a piece of garbage. And every punch, he says, I realized it was Ribbono Shel Olam telling me, do tshuva. He said, I realized that this was my tefillah being answered. This is my wake-up call. I needed something big to come along and wake me up. And he was choyzer b'tshuva. And he lived over here. He used to learn b'chavrusa with Rabbi Deitch. He became a ganzer b'al tshuva. But the merdeka zach is that you can be at a point where the Yom Kippur itself didn't turn you on. But he chat something. If it doesn't turn me on, I need a real wake-up call. Ribbono Shel Olam, wake me up. Give me a real shake-up that I should know that I got to do tshuva. Straight after Yom Kippur, he said, every punch they gave me, I knew that was the Ribbono Shel Olam giving me a punch to wake up. This is what's going on over here. Elisha came along, and he went to his Talmud Muvok. Gehazi was his Talmud Muvok, his Shamash Bakoidish. And he said to him, Chazoybach, do tshuva. Do tshuva. The minute he answered him back, and he said, you're telling me to do tshuva? You're the one that taught me that I can't do tshuva. Hey, Maspikim, you don't have the Siyata Dishmaya to do tshuva. Basically, what was he saying? He was making vital atzonos. Elisha woke up and realized, I'm not the address to be ma'orah him to tshuva. Elisha suddenly woke up and said, me saying anything like the Rambam says, Shelo yimtza malamid umoira lo derech ha'emes. He's not going to find somebody who's going to teach him and show him the way, the derech ha'emes. Why? Because it's all that's on us. He'll need a real wake-up call. He'll need to sit in a cell with an FBI agent punching him in his face. The regular way of a Rebbe sitting in front of him and telling him, giving him Musa Chazoybach, is not going to work. So Elisha's realized, there's nobody home to talk to. My job's over. Have a good day. And he went back to Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tell us, Hei chidom yechilu l'Hashem. What is called the chilul Hashem? Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, k'goin ano de masigno dalad amas v'loy Torah. Me, Rabbi Yochanan, that will go 4 amas without Torah, is a chilul Hashem. Why? Rashi says, v'en hakol yodim, and nobody knows that I'm shvach, and I can't learn. So they'll learn from me to be bottled from Talmud Torah. That's called chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, Yom Kippur's not mechaper. Yom Kippur's not mechaper. Yisurim American misa mechaperes. Is there a bigger chilul Hashem than being choto machtes harabim? That people learn from you to shvachen up the Rosh Hashanah. That when somebody's not mechazik himself, or somebody doesn't get up for a davening, or is not there for a seder, is that not machlish the tzibah, makes the tzibah weaker? Isn't that the biggest chilul Hashem that could be? And we're going to walk into a Yom Kippur? And we're going to ask for tshuva? Yom Kippur's not mechaper. Misa's mechaper. Do I understand you were walking into the lion's den in 2 days' time? And we're going to be eaten up alive? And Misa doesn't mean you're going to drop dead. I always say Misa is pshat, the quality of life. How much of a dead year did we have till now? This is pshat why we don't feel ever. This is pshat why we don't feel that we're going into a Rosh Hashanah, and there's a Rosh Hashanah. We're walking around a minute before Kol Nidre and we don't even feel the Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to tell the Rebbein Shalom, show me that there's a, what's it called? To wake me up. I can't do it on my own. Why? Because Ein Maspikin Lo Lasis Tshuva. The Rebbein Shalom says, I don't give them the chance to do Tshuva. They're not going to have the Hesiris. Why? Because they're included in the 24 things that are Ma'akiv Tshuva. And one of them is Machtis Arabim. The minute you're machtes harabim, you're out of the picture. Do you understand that each one of us carry an achrayis, especially when it's in a small yeshiva? Each person is worth his weight in gold. And we're walking into the lion's den, lemisa, because chil Hashem afilu yom kippur is not mechaper. We're walking around like a bunch of Gehazis. That even if they show you black on white, you will turn around and you'll come up with a shtickle Torah, Ema speaking. You'll turn around and you'll say, it's not for me. And you'll have a million and one excuses. If that's the case, then there's no tshuva taka. Because you won't be able to learn like the Rambam says. Lo yimtzo melamed umer lederach ha'emes. Then sitting in a yeshiva is not the place for you. You need a real wake-up call. A real wake-up call. Chas v'shalom, so the Rebbein Shalom put us in a matzav where we're going to need a real wake-up call. Rambam finishes off. Kol Elo Advarim. This is a whole perek explaining all the 24 things that ma'akev tshuva. Kol Elo Advarim ki yetzivim. Afa pisha ma'akev is a tshuva. Ein moinu moisa. We don't stop him. Elim osa odom tshuva mehen. If he did tshuva, hariz ebal tshuva v'yesh lo chelek lo'olam habo. We still shayach tshuva. The halacha is, why do we start saying slichas 4 days before Rosh Hashanah? So some of the Mefarshim say, because it's like a korban. The korban Pesach, you took 4 days before you brought it up to check if there's any mum. The 4 days of Sfichus, the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, are days where we're going to be boidik ourselves if the korban is a right korban for the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is how we check ourselves. This is Poshup Shat. Why we don't feel ill. Why we don't feel any hisodus towards the Rosh Hashanah. Why we don't chap that we're walking into the lion's den and there could be Misa, because the Gemara says, Machal Shem Shemaim, Machdis Arabim, Misa Machaperes. Yom Kippur's not Machaper. Yisurim you need. And then perhaps Misa. And with Misa you might be Machaper. And we're walking in, Mamash, like feeling. With such confidence. No problem. Chill out, baby. Don't take it too serious. Too much pressure. Chas v'shalom that we should speak fire and brimstone. It's got to be positive. But positive doesn't work. Because if you're positive, they don't get the picture. Because mizman shenitra lo yimtza melamed moira derech emes. It's not going to go. It's not going to work. Chas v'shalom, we should walk into our Rosh Hashanah with a message to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we need a real wake-up call. Chas v'shalom, who knows how dangerous it is to walk into our Rosh Hashanah when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ani l'doydi v'doydi li. I'm here, I came down especially in these 30 days. I'm here, I'm easier to be accessible. I can get to you. You can get to me much easier. It's much easier. And there's a Moridike Seiris in the air. Elul. A Rosh Hashanah is a wake-up call. A Tkia Shofar. Gornished. Gornished. Yeah, okay. You know, for 2 days I'll go to bed a bit earlier. Let's hope the rabbi doesn't come around tonight and tell us to go to bed again. And if I have to get up before 8 o'clock, the Seder, I've got a whole full morning Seder to make it through, to make up for the sleep that I'm missing. That's how you're walking into Rosh Hashanah. That means you're saying you're a choytul machdis rabbi. Eima speaking! Are we going to be in that category? Are we walking into Rosh Hashanah in that category of ma'akvin es hatshuva? We'll stand by Rosh Hashanah. We can daven lip service from Hank Biz Morgan. It's not going to help. Because of Chilul Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem says, tshuva doesn't help. He does, Eima speaking last is like tshuva. It's a scary thought, but I hold it's emes la'amitoi. And we all, including myself, we're all chayev in this. Some more, some less. We don't realize that by our own actions we become a machdis harabim. We cause people not to do mitzvahs. If you go out, so the other guy goes out and we schmooze. And it's a schmoozing drink, davening, or chazoros hashatz, or a kaddish, or I'm a vaze a kaddish. You know what Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah's worth? If you would know what Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah's worth, how many of you would work overtime on a Ben Azmanim when there's an extra $15, $20 to make on overtime? How many of us would be Moshe Nefesh? And you know what you get for an Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah? It's worth millions! If you say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah b'chol koichoi, 70 years can be wiped off of Yisurin, can be wiped off with one Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah. No, I've got to prepare breakfast. I need my breakfast. Kriyas HaTorah is over. Let's go. Do you understand what you just threw away? Millions! But it's not a kasha. It means nothing to me. A seder. Let's put in a seder where I can put in 15, a half an hour where there's no dvorim betalim. Just to show it's yachsus to a Rosh Hashanah. That I'm walking into the lion's den. Do you understand that we're walking into a din where the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to open up and he's going to go through every action of ours from day one and from the last year? And he'll want to know one thing. Where's his attitude? Where's his mindset? Are these a bunch of Gehazis? And they must speak in Lashes Tshuva and therefore put them on the side of Misa? Where are you signing your name? Are you signing your name on the Tzaddikim for next year? On the Rishoyim for next year? Where are we signing the name? On the dotted lines, where? And here we are. The first thing in the Rambam. Avayin Godl en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspik B'yodoy. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want you. He's not going to give you the Siyata Dishmaya. Lefi Goyel Chitoy. Because the Avera is so big. Number one, Hamachdis HaRabim. Do you understand? Just before we even start, how much achrayis we have. And by me, that's poshut. That's poshut by me. That's why we don't feel Elul. That's why we don't feel a Rosh Hashanah coming. And that's why we feel it's just a pain in the neck. And if chas v'shalom, you might say something too sharp. It's too much for us to handle. And if you go too slow in Psukah de Zimra, what are you off? You're fanatic. What's going on over here? Chas v'shalom that we should say Psukah de Zimra together. And that we should say Psukah de Zimra with Kavona. And we should understand what we're saying. Gornished. It's like an Erev Purim. Or Ben Azmanim. Say thank you that I Bechlal showed up. And when a bocher walks into the Beis HaMedrash and puts on tefillin by a mincha, is that not the biggest bizui that you could have for mitzvahs? And before you finish mincha, he's already taking it off. Because chas v'sholom, more than krishma, He should have it on. Is that not a bizoyin for the Ribbono Shel Olam? How do you expect to walk into a Rosh Hashanah when I'm a vase, when I spit the Ribbono Shel Olam in the face? How do you expect to have stirred to the Shmaya for what we need, for what your parents need, for what your mishpacha needs, refus, yeshuas? How are you going to ask? Do you have a leg to stand on when we're all being in the first halacha machdis harabim finished? The Rebbeinu Shem is going to say these are a bunch of gechazis. Have a good day. They need a real shake up. It might take time, a year, 2 years, but the shake up will come. Don't think the Rebbeinu Shem is mevata on anything. He's not mevata on nothing. Payday comes. You might not see it straight away. You might see it in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years. But it's there. Payday will come. Do you understand what we're playing with? Do you understand what the achrayus we have over here? Walking into a Rosh Hashanah with a mindset that Shalom Olai Nafshi, I'll be okay. No problem. There's only one Aveira in the Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, L'man Sveis HaRoves HaTzmeyo. That the Ribbono Shel Olam says that I will get so annoyed that I will bring Gehenim down on this world. And it'll be L'mailam and Atev. It won't be normal. And we see, how many years ago was it, the Second World War by the Shoah? The whole Gehenim came down on this world that people reacted to the Yidden, L'mailam and Atev. That doesn't make sense what they did. Apiderach HaTeva wasn't just a pogrom. This was a shitta for 5 years. Ribbono Shel Olam let Chayas. Does it make sense that you could have three Nazis telling thousands of Jews to go move, and there was only three or four Nazis? They could have killed them on the spot, the Jews. But that was part of the klala. That was part of the klala. Because if you take a look in the Parsha Hazina, in this Parsha Hazina, you will see the whole source of Klal Yisrael throughout the Deiros. For one reason. Shalom Yili. When you turn around and you tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, I will work it out with you. I've got a special relationship with God. I have it all worked out. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. Rabbi Yisrael, wake up. Wake up. There's two more nights to Yom HaDin. You've got to walk into Rosh Hashanah with a certain entkeit, with a certain seriousness. We're playing with fire. Machdis harabim ein maspikim lasus tshuva ein maspikim means you're not going to have the hisayrus. You're not going to feel it. You're going to go through a Rosh Hashanah, and Baruch Hashem, we're going to go quick at the evening, and then you're going to sleep for a good few hours. That's the way you're going to go through a Rosh Hashanah. And don't think that the notice that says don't smoke on Rosh Hashanah, don't think that I'll get away with it, I'll do it with sinner. You're also a machdis harabim, because in court you don't smoke. And when you answer me, I again base kisa oichot, you're a gechazi. Because gechazi says, "Hey, must speak with your last with tshuva." In court, you go to the john. So why can't I have a cigarette? If the forum bring down that smoking on your Rosh Hashanah means that you're taking away the seriousness of the day, then it has nothing to do with halacha. It's a mindset. The mindset. And if it's brought down in halacha, if it's brought down in svarim, you need to fall asleep. Fall asleep over the tehillim. But that we have to go around before mincha or Rosh Hashanah to wake up bachurim. Come, you're lucky if they turn up. That's the mindset we're walking into Yom HaDin. This is all part of the hachana that we have during Elul. It'll be okay, we'll work it out, no problem. Let's just get through it. I'm already planning for Sukkot. My head is already in the lobbies in the hotels. My head's somewhere else. Motzi Yom Kippur, Alts is Mutter. Neshicha, Revitza, Beita, all of them. All the Arba was Mezikin. It's all Mutter. This is the we're going to go into Rosh Hashanah. We're walking into a lion's den. Don't you get it? Malachim yechafezun lechilera ozer yechazun. We say in the Sana Teikif, and we're all going to be screaming in the Sana Teikif. What are you screaming about? What's the greatest achanas on a tekev? Pesuk Dezim is more important. Sanat Pesach explains to you exactly what goes on in the real world. You think you're not living in, you were not living in the real world? This is not the real world. The real world is the ruchnishlika world. The real world is what we're only here on a visit. The Chofetz Chaim lived it. When the Gevir came to the Chofetz Chaim, said to the Chofetz Chaim, how come you don't have any furniture? And the Chofetz Chaim turned around to him and said to him, how come, where's your furniture? He said to me, I'm traveling through. My furniture is at home. The Chofetz Chaim says, I'm also traveling. We're here for how long? 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, 120 years. I'm traveling through. The real world is over there. My furniture is over there. You think you're here to stay? Nobody's here to stay. Nobody's here to stay. They will become, everybody's going to have to go through Yom HaMisa. Everybody's going to have to just picture it. Picture it for a few minutes. That one day they're going to put you down there and 6 feet underneath. And they're going to cover you with earth. And they're going to forget about you. And you're going to be there to face the dinim of Shemayim. Don't think you're not going to be in pain. On every Eva that had Anor, there's a Malach that's Mamuna. I'm not going to go through the whole Sefer Evan Shlomo of exactly what happens between the patira of a person all the way till he gets buried. Of how many dinim he has to go through. But this is what we're going to go through every Rosh Hashanah. And Sifrei Mason, don't think that the Mason don't have a Rosh Hashanah. They have a Rosh Hashanah as well. It's a football game over here. It's, I win, I lose. I missed, I didn't miss, I made it. Kvakoras Roya Edri. Each one of us is going to be painted with a red stripe. Some thicker, some thinner. Ema speaking. We don't have the Haragoshes because we're a bunch of Chayta Machtis Arabim. We don't realize what we do, that with our actions we are killing other Bochrim. With our actions we cause other Bochrim to be Nichshol. With our actions of what we think we can get away with, it causes my Chavrusa not to learn. I cause the Davin to be Shvacha. Turn around after Chazaros Hashatz. Come a minion. When you start off slichas of 20, 23 bochum, you end up with come a minion for Kaddish. Is that not a bigger bizoyin to the Ribbono Shel, and then we're going to come to a davening on Rosh Hashanah and say, Ribbono Shel, please answer my tefillas. Tefillas? What do you know about tefillas? You mevazim me for 30 days before, and now you want a toiva? Get out of here. Ema speaking be other. We don't have the haragoshes. My boy say, 2 more days to the Yom Adin. Let's walk into the lion's den, ready to face the firing range of Yom Adin with something in our pockets to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that we want to do tshuva. And I said tshuva means just coming, getting closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Do a pu'ula that will make you closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Show the Ribbono Shel Olam when I walk into a Rosh Hashanah, I want to change. And b'schus that you want, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, like the Rambam says, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give siyata dishmaya for those who taka want. Elem osa adam tshuva, harizeh bal tshuva, v'yesh lechelik le'olam haba. Yesh lechelik. Yeah. Roiv meforshim le'anat that there's a shayla of olam haba gehenim. It's not about olam hazeh, it's about olam haba. That's what the din is about. Olam haba. We walk in, we'll be yesh lechelik le'olam haba. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the siyata dishmaya that we should be in this era, that we don't need the punches from the FBI, or we don't need to be shooken up after a Yom Kippur to make sure that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. That we should realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam, before we walk into Rosh Hashanah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will realize that you are, that we're making you a melech. He won't have to prove to you that he's a melech, because we know it beforehand. And those who don't know he's a melech, he will prove to you that there's a melech. And nobody gets away with it. could be 3 months, it could be 6 months, it could be 9 months, it could be a year, it could be 2 years, it could be 3 years. But we all are going to wake up to the day when we're going to turn around and say, Hashem Melech. And it could be on your deathbed, and it could be when you're chas v'shalom dying from cancer, and it could be when you lose all your money, and it could be a million different things. Or it could be when you have shalom bayis. Who knows? But the Ribbono Shel'olam is going to turn around and say, I'm going to force you to understand I am a melech. You didn't want to do tshuva on your own, I'll make you do tshuva. Rabbi Yisai, now's the time that we have to be misayir, and we have to walk into Rosh Hashanah with a misayirus of understanding that he is the melech, and when we walk in with a hakara that he is the melech, then we'll be takozecha to aksiva v'chsima toiva.